Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy is again warning that some of the state's wealthier communities may see cuts to state aid if lawmakers fail to reach a budget agreement before the end of the month. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Connecticut has been without a budget since July 1st. That has required Governor Malloy to take charge of state spending under his limited executive authority. Malloy says there'll have to be cuts to state aid to cities and towns, and education funding will take a hit.
It's the state government that has to assure, not necessarily pay for, has to assure a free public education. That's our constitutional requirement. And that may mean that there is a differentiated impact based on the ability of those communities themselves to provide a free education.
To that end, Malloy says he's requested a report on municipal fund balances for all Connecticut cities and towns. He says that will be a factor, but not the sole factor, in determining how much state money will be provided for public education to each community. He says by the end of August, notices will go out to cities and towns that would be adversely affected. State funding would be sent to municipalities by the end of September. Lawmakers are finding it hard to agree on a plan that would close a projected $3.5 billion deficit in the state's two-year budget. A budget agreement would supersede Malloy's plan. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.